It's Three Strikes, a show where we get stuck into three larger, meatier, more substantial topics, and we do it in the best way. With me, I've got Josh Sexton, I've got Phil Blundell, I've got Dan Austin, and I'm Amelia Bonner. I tell you what, we'll get stuck straight into strike one, because I've been thinking a lot about working in extreme heat temperatures today. And my working in extreme heat temperatures was getting a child in and out of a series of play cars at a play group, giving him juice and toast. And I was sweating, thinking, I need a comfort break here, Josh.
The toughest job in many ways.
It is. Yeah. It is the toughest job and the most thankless one as well.
Did you see the Harvey Elliott comfort break where the fellow was basically just spraying him with what appeared to be like some sort of cold water bottle?
I need that. I would like that. Like,
maybe give Hal the bottle and then something.
Get him to just spray. We'd both enjoy that. The Club World Cup is our first topic, if you haven't guessed, which we're going to chat about.
Frankly, how could you not?
How could you not have known what we were talking about? Was it 26 degrees recording a podcast right now? The backs of my knees are sweating, and I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable. I can't quite imagine having to play a game of football at a competitive level in the heat that they're doing it in, or being a spectator in that heat, which I think is probably a bit more concerning looking ahead to next summer when attendance will be less of an issue. But do you think that concerns around player welfare are slightly being over-exaggerated, knowing that we've got the World Cup to look forward to next season? Or is it that this is kind of something we really need to be sorting out in advance?
This is the sort of tricky thing, really, is like you've mentioned all the sort of, you know, conditions literally in terms of the climate there. And that's coming off the back of like another, you know, taxing season where there was an expanded Champions League and all these things. And a lot of those players, you know, there'll be some who obviously didn't play in the expanded Champions League, but a lot of those players, particularly from the European teams, will have done, because by virtue of what the tournament is, it's the best teams in Europe and the best players in Europe. And you've definitely seen from some of that, at least the highlights I've seen so far, I can't profess to have watched it quite so religiously. I imagine it's the sort of thing I'll engage with more as it gets later into the tournament, because then naturally the best teams are going to go up against each other rather than, you know, Bayern Munich playing Auckland City and lads having to take annual leave to get beat 10-0 by Bayern Munich. It's not something that I particularly enjoy.
That's so cruel, isn't it, by the way? You've got to take annual leave, not just like some nice gesture from
and
an
that
employer.
Was the keeper as well, so you have to take annual leave to pick the ball out of the net 10 times.
Do you think when it went from 9 to 10 though, the boss will have gone, I call a compassionate leave now?
Yeah.
Give him one back.